Basically, I was asked what kind of intelligence operations were being run by Russia in the United Kingdom, and I provided evidence that showed that the way that Russia is operating right now is not just through the KGB or what they call the FSB now, but through unofficial channels, through oligarchs, people who became rich through corruption. And those oligarchs would then come to the United Kingdom, spend their money on members of the establishment, on highly placed people who would basically do intelligence work and influence work on behalf of the Russian government through these oligarchs in the UK.
But do you mean donations to political parties?
No, what I mean is payments to individuals, and not just individuals, but highly placed individuals, including members of the House of Lords from both the Labour and Conservative side. And this I found very troubling because these are people who are lawmakers on one hand and taking money from Russia to influence policy on the other.
Okay, but some of those oligarchs are anti-Putin. That's part of the reason that they are in this country.
Well, the oligarchs who were spending money that we were able to find, and this came from evidence that we were able to obtain, these were not anti-Putin people, these were regime people, and they were working specifically in the cases that I provided to the Intelligence and Security Committee. They were working specifically to try to avoid sanctions being placed on Russian individuals for human rights abuse.